This is SiriusXM Channel 141.
WHUR and HUR Voices, SiriusXM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and SiriusXM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about women's health during this Women's History Month. Do you know what endometriosis is? And how do you know if you have it? Well, joining me to talk about this very serious issue is Dr. Kevin Scott Smith, an OBGYN at Howard University Hospital. Also joining me, Michelle Bernard. She was diagnosed with endometriosis years ago, and she will be part of the 2014 Million Women March for Endometriosis this week. If you have a question or a comment about this issue, give me a call. Right now, the lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Michelle and Dr. Smith, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's start with some of the basics, Dr. Smith. What is endometriosis? Long word. A lot of people don't know what it is.
Endometriosis is a condition where endometrial tissue that is normally shed by a woman during her monthly cycle is found in other parts of her body.
And you talk about, when you say endometrial tissue, you're talking about the lining of the uterus?
This is the tissue that is normally shed during the monthly cycle every month. That's endometrial tissue.
Okay.
And endometriosis is a condition where that tissue is possibly on the ovary, possibly on the bladder, possibly on the rectum, possibly in the lung, possibly on the intestine. It's found in different parts of the body and can result in devastating pain for the patient or fertility concerns, mostly because that tissue is going to respond to the hormones that endometrial tissue that's normally shed is responding to in the same way and cause scarring, maybe bleeding, and other symptoms where it is.
Okay, but help me with this, because you said this is, you know, tissue that is shed during the menstrual cycle. So where, how does it get to all of these other places?
That is a fantastic question. And there are theories. No one is 100% certain about the answer. The most logical theory is that during the cycle, when the tissue is shedding through the cervix and vagina, that tissue might also go retrograde or backward through the tubes and land on surrounding pelvic organs. So that makes some sense. And there are conditions where patients or women are born, say, without a normal outlet for their menstrual flow, and those patients are at a higher risk for endometriosis. It doesn't explain the patient who has endometriosis of the lung and every month has a symptom where there is a collapse of the lung or blood, coughing up blood. So potentially there's spread through the blood system, potentially there's spread through the lymphatic system, and potentially there's a multi-potential aspect to these cells in the body where endometrial tissue can arrive brand new or de novo where we find it.
Michelle, tell me about your episode with this, because this happened for you back in the 1990s.
Yeah, it happened as a student, and it's one of the reasons why I was so interested in getting involved with the Million Women March that's taking place this Thursday here on the National Mall, because typically what happens for any woman, I would say, of any race, any socioeconomic status with this disease is that it can show up as chronic pelvic pain. It can happen at a very young age, and your doctor will tell you that it's normal menstrual cramps. With me, I was a grad student in law school, and I was told that I was under stress from studying so hard. So you lots of different, you're told a lot of different things, and And one of the reasons I'm so interested in this topic in particular is because, particularly in the African-American community, you know, it's like anything else. They say when whites have a cold, we have the flu. Mm-hmm. You know, in the case of breast cancer, we know that although fewer black women get breast cancer, for example, than white women, more black women die of breast cancer than white women. With endometriosis, it's my understanding that we are not diagnosed nearly as quickly as we should be, and it can be a very, very debilitating disease.
How did you find out that it was endometriosis?
I ended up having a laparoscopic surgery here in Washington at the Washington Hospital Center, but it took me took several years. And I say that lovingly. I am a proud graduate of Howard University.
Thank you very much.
And congratulate Howard on its Founders Day dinner that took place over the weekend. But that being said, yeah, it was laparoscopic surgery. After seeing several doctors and being told, one, it was in my head, I was stressed out from studying so much in law school, that it was typical menstrual cramps, I had laparoscopic surgery, and that's how we found it.
And you just said, I caught something you said, after a few years?
Many years. Many, many, many. I mean, if I go back now and look in hindsight at how long I was suffering with various symptoms, I would say it was probably a good 10 years before it got so bad that somebody decided they needed to dig around and find out what was really going on.
I really need to drill down on this, because I find this really, you know, fascinating. It's not something that, to be quite honest, I'm very, very familiar with. But I want to go to the phone lines. I want to grab some phone calls quickly. A lot of information we want to get out about this. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Francesca calling from Seattle. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? And you can turn your radio down, Francesca, please.
Okay.
Francesca, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead, please. What's your question?
Yes, actually, I can empathize with one of our panelists. I've been suffering with severe menstrual pain for over 30 years, and I'm in my early 40s, and now it's gotten so bad that sometimes I have symptoms where I can hardly stand up straight. There's vomiting. There's a lot of symptoms, and I was recently hospitalized, and they weren't really sure what was going on. And they suspected to be endometriosis.
So how was it addressed?
I was told to do birth control pills to help alleviate some of the pain until I'm able to have surgery.
I see. Francesca, can you hold on one moment, because I need to take a break. A lot of phone calls coming through, and I want to try to make sure that we get as much information about this out as we can. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. During this Women's History Month, we are talking about women's health, endometriosis. Do you know what it is? And do you know, if you haven't, we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about a women's health issue tonight. We're discussing endometriosis. My guests are Dr. Kevin Scott Smith, an OBGYN at Howard University Hospital, and Michelle Bernard. She was diagnosed with endometriosis years ago, and she will be part of the 2014 Million Women March for Endometriosis this week. And I want to talk about that in just a bit. But first, Dr. Scott, Francesca, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, she said that she believes that she has been dealing with this issue for decades. How dangerous is this ailment?
Well, the issue is that endometriosis grows. So once it's there, it can progress. And it can invade the tissue that it's in. So the danger is that the symptoms can worsen as a result of the growth of this tissue, and that the treatment for the endometriosis that you discover becomes more tricky and much more difficult as there's more disease present. I do want to comment on a couple things that Ms. Bernard said, and one is that early gynecology literature, our actual data in the 80s, described pelvic pain in a white woman with private insurance as more likely to be endometriosis, and similar pelvic pain in an African-American woman to more likely to be associated with pelvic inflammatory disease,
yes,
or a sexually transmitted infection.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we have obviously evolved as, you know, colleagues. Mm-hmm. What hasn't happened is that this message hasn't been translated to our patients that we treat. And so you're right, African-American women may be diagnosed later than others, which is one of the reasons why the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Howard is really excited to be a local sponsor of this Million Women March for Endometriosis, so that we can champion those patients.
Yes.
And bring that awareness.
Doing our thing.
Well, Francesca, before I let you go, what is your current situation right now? You said that they're giving you time before you can actually have the surgery. Is that correct?
Well, endometriosis was the last suspected diagnosis, because I was told everything from fibroids to cysts to PID when I was hospitalized with the incident of pain, and before being released, they actually indicated they were not sure. And the last thing that was mentioned was possibly I have endometriosis, so I should get the laparoscopic procedure. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I should consider birth control pills, even though I'm over, like I'm in my early 40s, to help minimize the incidence or alleviate some of the pain.
Well, Francesca,
so I wanted to know, I know previously it was frowned upon to have a birth control pill used when you're in your early 40s or later 40s, but now it seems like it's a little safer. So I'd like to know if that concurs with, you know, your panelists' thoughts on that's one way that I could help to alleviate the pain before I'm able to go in and have a surgery.
Well, hold that point, because before I take yet another break, I want to make sure that we do get the information out about the march. Michelle, tell me about the march. Where is it? When is it? How can you participate?
Sure, absolutely. So the march, this is called the first worldwide Endo March. It's the Million Women March for Endometriosis. It's taking place worldwide, but will be here in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, March 13th. There will be a general public education discussion that I'm going to be moderating over at the Mellon Auditorium on Constitution Avenue at 9:30 Thursday morning. The march itself starts at noon on Thursday, March 13th. We will be there from 12 until 4 o'clock. I will be there. Mika Brzezinski, the co-host of MSNBC's Morning Joe, will be there. Sheryl Crow, the singer, and Stephanie March from Law & Order's SVU.
And what's the date again?
Thursday, March 13th.
Thursday, March 13th. If you were on the line, Francesca, Sindora, Charmaine, Robin, Lenora, stay with me. We'll talk more about this on the other side. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. The Quiet Storm is next on 96.3 WHUR.